There's parental leave and there's parental leave. I'm David Brancaccio in New York. First, there's news today that Americans were buying more things in May. Retail sales went up 0.5%, which is seen as a sign of strength as the U.S. economy moves into a 10th year of expansion. Yes, there is more to life than conspicuous consumption, but Chief Economist Christopher Lowe at FDN Financial likes to see a number like this moving in this direction. Hi, Chris.
Good morning, David.
Yeah, I mean, when you look at the retail sales figure for May, up 0.5%, that is a nice, sweet sign.
Yeah, it's solid, absolutely solid. And one of the even better details is that when you break it down into all the little subcomponents, there's almost all positives down the board. So it's a good, broad-based increase as well.
You know, I overheard you grousing, though, Chris. These retail sales figures, they revise them. And sometimes, in this case, they've revised a previous month in the, quote, right direction. But we have to watch out for that.
This is what you file under economist problems. The retail sales report, one of the most important pieces of data we get every month because consumers are 70% of the U.S. economy. It's also one of the least reliable. So one of the reasons economists like me were pushing the Fed for an insurance rate cut is that consumers went away in December and they really haven't come back, except it turns out they have, because April retail sales, which were originally down 0.2, are now up 0.3. So we have back-to-back decent, solid increases.
Chris Lowe at FDN Financial, thank you.
Thank you, David.
When countries require companies to offer parental leave, what is really on offer? There's new data from the UN agency UNICEF comparing 41 countries ahead of Father's Day in the U.S. Marketplace's Marielle Segarra looks at the rules here.
In Japan and South Korea, there are laws mandating that fathers get a year of paid parental leave. In France, it's about 6 months. Iceland, 13 weeks. And the U.S.? Nothing. There is no federal law in America requiring paid parental leave for fathers or mothers. Brad Harrington, who runs Boston College's Center for Work and Family, says that doesn't mean fathers never get paid parental leave.
But wherever that exists, it's either a result of the state that you reside in or the corporation or company that you work for.
Because of social pressure, fathers don't always use the leave that's offered. Yekaterina Chen, who co-wrote the UNICEF report, says we're seeing that play out in Japan and South Korea.
There are generous policies on the national level, but they don't really translate into the sort of cultural, societal change where it is acceptable for fathers to take leave.
Brad Harrington at Boston College says his center just did a survey of American workers. Only 66% of fathers took the leave they were entitled to, compared to 93% of mothers. I'm Marielle Segarra for Marketplace.
Women across Switzerland are walking off jobs today in a nationwide strike demanding equal pay for equal work. According to Swiss government data, for women and men with equal qualifications, men earn 8% more. In our recent series, Brains and Losses, we explored aging and vulnerability to financial scams and what you and your loved ones can do about it. This is the kind of important, in-depth reporting that matters to you and to all of us at Marketplace. Your donations are what keeps it going. Please give today at marketplace.org, and thank you. How much energy, especially fossil fuel, did the U.S. and world use last year, given new green sources of energy, given climate change? Well, BP, which once stood for British Petroleum, has just released its fresh statistical review of world energy, and its results are surprising. Energy consumption in the U.S. in 2018 not only did not go down, it went up a dramatic 3.5% last year. Spencer Dale is BP's chief economist. Welcome.
Good to see you again.
Spencer, you do this for a living. Given trends before these new data were in about energy consumption in the U.S., what would you have expected?
I certainly wouldn't have expected this. I mean, U.S. energy consumption over the last 10 years, if anything, has fallen a little bit every year. So I was not expecting a very strong growth. We saw U.S. energy consumption grow by 3.5%. Last year. That's a whopping number. That's one of the strongest growth rates we've seen for 30 years of the U.S.
a spike upward when we thought it was trending down. What did you find?
So what's interesting is it was even more puzzling because, if anything, the economy was growing less quickly. So that tends to dampen growth. Energy prices were getting more expensive, which should have dampened energy growth. But we saw energy growth really pick up. And in the US, it seems to be pretty clearly related to weather effects. So what happened is there was more hot days last year and there was more cold days last year. And when it's hot, people turn for their air conditioning. And when it's cold, they switch their heating on. And that leads to far greater boost in energy consumption. And once we take account of those weather effects, the puzzle sort of goes away for the US.
But in some other countries, other factors came to bear on the increase in energy consumption.
Yes, it differs around different parts of the world, particularly in Asia, where in Asia, the story there is increasing prosperity, increasing electrification. And so we saw very strong growth in power demand in China and India as people have greater access to electricity and they have the wealth to be able to afford it.
So to get us back on trend, if only we could just stabilize the weather. I mean, you're the summary of this new report talks about a worrying vicious cycle, really, because if there's a connection between extreme weather and carbon output, it could feed on itself.
It could. We weren't suggesting that was the case. Even if you exclude those weather effects, the big picture is a world where carbon emissions over the last few years are drifting upwards. In terms of achieving those Paris climate goals, in terms of curbing the dangers of climate change, we need carbon emissions to fall very sharply. And so there is a mismatch here between the hopes of people hoping that we're going to respond to climate change and the reality, which in the stark reality is that the energy data are going in an opposite direction. So the path we're on is increasingly unsustainable.
BP Chief Economist Spencer Dale with the 2018 Statistical Review of World Energy. That report also recorded the largest annual increase of oil production of any country ever, the United States. All that shale production. I'm David Brancaccio, Marketplace Morning Report from APM, American Public Media.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.